welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. Today, I'm excited. Why? Because I'm going to bring you something that you know, all of you know I love. I'm a gold nerd. So we're going to be talking gold with Bruce McCracken. He's the Managing Director of BMG Resources. Now, some of you out there might say, BMG Resources, they're not gold. They're lithium and chili. No, 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 no. Things have changed a little bit. So I'm delighted that I got Bruce on the line today because lots to talk about. They have, I know you don't like the word, but I'm going to use it anyway, pivoted. And they have got three 100% owned gold projects in Western Australia, nice and close to home. We're going to talk about what's happened, what's changed, and where we're going. Because I can tell you now, one thing I've learned about Bruce McCracken and his team, they care about shareholders and they care about making sure that shareholders are well informed. Welcome to the program, Bruce. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Kerry. Wonderful to be here.
Well, Bruce, there's been a little change recently. So if you could just, I know you've got three projects in Western Australia, but you did have you were focused on projects, lithium projects in Chile. Can you just inform those that are listening about the changes, why the changes, and then we'll go dig a bit deeper into what those acquisitions are?
Absolutely. Look, until recently, Kerry, the company was evaluating and working on a lithium brine opportunity in Chile. Obviously, with the development of the whole battery space and electric vehicles, you know, battery minerals are attractive, and we saw lithium brine as fitting in that and being attractive as well. So we did some work on the project over the past 12 months or so. We did some drilling. Unfortunately, the results just didn't stack up the way we would have liked. And we had structured the transaction on the basis that we could earn an interest into the joint venture. But that really presupposed that we'd do some work and we'd evaluate it. And assuming that, you know, it sort of developed the way we hoped it would, we'd then sort of invest further beyond that. Unfortunately, it didn't. And then with COVID, the world's kind of moved away from us a little. In South America, for a small company, isn't an easy place to work at the moment. So as a board, we made the decision that we needed to evaluate and look at other attractive opportunities, closer to home preferably. And as a part of that process, we were able to identify some fantastic gold opportunities here in WA. And we've just announced an acquisition of Oracle Mining, which has three fantastic projects here in Western Australia, advanced exploration across a couple of them. The third one is under development, but it has great potential. So this really, as you mentioned, it is a pivot in a sense, but it's a pivot into a sector that we're excited about with opportunities that we can really push on with.
Bruce, you mentioned that they're fabulous gold opportunities. So why would Oracle Mining vend into BMG? What's the history behind the transaction? Because if they're really good assets, why would Oracle decide to give them up?
No, great question. Look, Oracle Mining is a private company, and the owners of that company have been putting these assets together for some time. So they've been spending their time building a portfolio of what they see as really attractive gold projects, which, you know, we see them in exactly the same light. Now, in terms of funding those projects going forward, they're really at a point now to bring into the public market. So they could do that either by doing an IPO, an initial public offering, or they could find a vehicle that's already listed and look to vend the projects into that vehicle to develop them. And that's where we've joined forces with Oracle. So we are listed, we have shareholders, we have other projects, but this is a fantastic set of assets to now focus our energy, particularly in the wake of the lithium in Chile. You know, these projects are now well and truly ready to push on to the next stage. We've just done a capital raising. We're partway through the acquisition, which we'll expect to complete in early October. It requires shareholder approval. So we've got documentation that's well prepared, and that'll go to our shareholders shortly. We expect to get strong support for the transaction. Assuming that all comes to pass, we'll complete this acquisition in early October, and then we want to push straight into our first work program.
Okay, so is Chile just, you've left that behind, that's gone, it's all
Chile's gone. Yeah. Okay. Chile's gone. Yeah.
Chile's gone. What are the terms? Can you expand a little bit on the terms with Oracle Mining? I mean, they've vended the three assets into BMG.
Yes.
Nice, clean transaction.
Yeah, look, it is a clean transaction, and it's one we think that investors will find attractive. And in, you know, since we've announced the transaction, we've seen, you know, some strong movement in our share price, which shows that the market, a vote of confidence from the market. But look, in terms of the transaction, it's a share-based deal with the Oracle vendors. So they will receive BMG scrip, which we're currently, as a part of the shareholder approval process, we're doing a capital reconstruction of our shares. We have 600 million shares on issue. We're going to, or 670 million on issue to be exact. We're going to do a 10-to-1 capital reduction, okay? Yep. So we'll have 67 million shares on issue after that capital reduction. We just think that tidies up the balance sheet. We're doing a $4 million capital raise. We will issue the vendors scrip in BMG as a part of that acquisition, and our shareholders will vote upon that at the shareholder meeting. So then we'll have a, you know, a nice clean vehicle to move forward with that's well funded.
Great. Let's dig a little bit deeper into these three assets. All three assets will be, 100% owned by BMG Resources.
Correct.
There's already been some drilling on them. Let's go through. There's three assets. So let's talk about the ones which have, because there's been some fairly strong gold hits in the two of those assets. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Look, the headline asset is really the Abercrombie project, which is in the Wiluna region. I mean, fantastic gold province, you know, plus 40 million ounces across some wonderful projects in that region. The Abercrombie project sits right within the heart of that area. It's had drilling on it over the years. The project has really been sitting in the portfolio of a base metal major for the last 20 years, which is extraordinary. So it hasn't really had any work done on it recently, but look, in terms of the work that was done 20 years ago, you know, as little as 15 years ago, when the gold price and the gold market was in a different phase, there was some fabulous drilling results. You know, we're looking at close to 60 meters at close to 6 grams in some of the intersections. So some very wide, high grade zones, which is really exciting. Look, there's a number of potential areas, but our primary focus initially will be on an area that they call the Capital Zone. And that's about a kilometre long by 300 metres wide. And it's had drilling in the past with some really interesting and some exciting intersections that point the potential towards, you know, building a resource, which will be our initial focus to do a resource drill out, to put a maiden resource and hopefully to expand upon that as we go forward.
Well, there's certainly some nice hits and nice follow-ups there for you to do. You've also got an asset, is there one up in the Pilbara?
There is. So the second of the projects is one that's referred to as the Invincible Project. That's up in the heart of the Pilbara. It's a long strike from Calidus's Klondike project. They've got a 1.5 million ounce currently project, which is very close to development. That's on the Warrawoona zone, and Invincible is directly in that sort of the same shear zone further along strike. So there has been some historic mining on the tenement that we have, very high grade areas, small ounces, but you know, very high grade. So we think that there's great potential to do some modern exploration and potentially, you know, build a nice deposit somewhere within that area.
So how long ago was any work done on this particular area?
Kerry, there's been nothing of any significance done in recent times. You know, there was obviously the historic mining, but you know, that was decades ago. In terms of recent work, very little. There's been, you know, some soil sampling that the current owners have done, and that's certainly found some soil anomalies for quite a nice zone on the surface, but there's been no modern exploration. So, you know, we're excited to, you know, get hold of this asset and really do some, you know, some work, some geophysics, and hopefully identify some good targets and then do some drilling.
All right, let's, and I'm going to come back to all three in a minute. Let's talk about the third asset, which is not had any work done on it. Is that right? Well, let's talk about the third one.
Yeah, very little. Look, the third asset is the one that's had the least work. It's currently two areas along strike from the very large Boddington mine.
What's the name of the third asset? Sorry, Bruce.
We refer to it as South Boddington.
Right.
I'm sure many of the viewers will be aware of the Boddington mine, which is a very large Newmont-owned mine, you know, 40-odd million ounces. Yeah. It's huge. Very large, and it's a great area. The South Boddington project is really two tenements which are currently under application. So there's still a process to go through before those tenements will be awarded, which we expect they will be, but that still needs to happen. But look, in terms of where they're located, they're directly along strike in the same mineral zone as the Boddington mine. And there's been very little work done in these areas at all. We think that there's great potential, you know, to do some exploration work and hopefully identify some really good targets.
Okay, so we're given a quick overview of the three of them. You've got a capital raise that you're going to complete with shareholder approval shortly, a couple of months away. What's the first steps for you guys after you've got the money in the bank? Because I know that you care about shareholder and shareholder value.
Absolutely.
Where is that money going to be going first up? Are you going to look at both Invincible and Abercrombie, or...?
Correct.
Where are you looking at for those shareholder funds?
Look, both of those projects. But look, the primary effort initially will go into Abercrombie. Right. There's drill-ready targets there. You know, we know exactly where we need to go and we know exactly what we want to do. So, look, we're still planning out the detail, but we want to hit the ground running with probably around a 5,000-metre RC diamond program into the capital zone of Abercrombie to test extensions of some of the existing zones and then to do some infill drilling. And the, you know, the hope is that we can define a resource in Abercrombie. In terms of Invincible, that certainly has some nice targets, but we want to do some more fundamental work initially, probably some geophysics and probably some air core drilling to test some of the surface areas, and then, you know, ultimately move into a larger program. But, you know, the great thing about both of these projects is they're at a phase where we can get straight into some meaningful work. So there should be some good news flow and hopefully some good results.
Yeah, that's what we want, don't
that's
we?
That's what we want.
and of course, South Boddington, that's kind of a paperwork thing at the moment, isn't it?
But it's correct
there.
Correct.
And further down the track, you'll get into that. So let's talk about what's in it for share. So how can shareholders benefit at the moment? You're doing this capital raising. Is there going to be an SPP or anything like that for shareholders?
Absolutely, Kerry. So in terms of the capital raising, we've already placed $3 million subject to the approval of the deal. That's already been committed with sophisticated and professional investors, including some of the larger shareholders of BMG. We also earmarked $1 million via an SPP for BMG shareholders.
Oh, nice.
So that will be the documentation for that will go out shortly. All shareholders can participate, which is great. You know, the difficulty with this deal is sharing around the amount of capital raising we have. It's a nice problem to have. But yep. Look, I think, you know, I think it's a great opportunity and we expect that our shareholders, you know, will respond very favourably. But so there's $1 million that's set aside for our shareholders as a part of the raising, and they will get to participate in the next month, and then we expect the shareholder meeting to be held at the beginning of October.
And you know what, Bruce, I really like to hear that, because it's nice to reward, you know, you've got loyal shareholders, and it is a change of direction for the company. So it's nice to see that, you know, you've thought about all those sort of areas and making sure that shareholders have got the opportunity to come on board.
Absolutely. And look, the price of the raising will be 0.5% or 5 cents after we do a 10-to-1 reconstruction. When we announced the deal, the share price was at 0.6, so it's a slight discount, but it's currently trading at 1.2. So, I mean, the market has responded strongly. You know, they can see the potential here. It gives shareholders an opportunity to participate in the capital raising at a price that's well below the current share price, but we think it's got a long way to go. So, you know, the exciting thing here is that you look at the potential of these projects. Abercrombie is advanced exploration. It's got immediate targets. It's got some great high-grade areas, you know, we're planning to drill immediately. And if this comes to pass and, you know, it sort of trues up the way we hope it will, there's great scope here to create value for shareholders well beyond where we are at the moment. So, you know, I think it's a very exciting time for the company and for our shareholders as well.
And I know, Bruce, you do care about shareholders. That's what we like to hear. Thanks so much for talking to Small Caps today, Bruce, and wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll talk to you again towards the end of the year. Thanks. Absolutely. For joining us at Small Caps.
Pleasure. Thank you very much, Gary.